Oedipus Rex, or Oedipus, King of Thebes, by Sophocles. Part I. Characters in the play. Oedipus, supposed son of Polybus, king of Corinth, now elected king of Thebes. Jocasta, queen of Thebes, widow of Laius, the late king, and now wife to Oedipus. Creon, a prince of Thebes, brother to Jocasta. Tiresias, an old blind seer. Priest of Zeus, a stranger from Corinth, a shepherd of King Laius, a messenger from the palace. Chorus of the elders of Thebes. A crowd of suppliants, men, women, and children. The following do not appear in the play, but are frequently mentioned. Laius, the last king of Thebes before Oedipus. Cadmus, the founder of Thebes, son of Agenor, king of Sidon. Polybus and Merope, king and queen of Corinth, supposed to be the father and mother of Oedipus. Apollo, the god specially presiding over the oracle of Delphi and the island Delos. He is also called Phoebus, the pure, Loxias, supposed to mean he of the crooked words, and Lycaeus, supposed to mean wolf god. He is also the great averter of evil and has names from the cries Ie and Paion, cries for healing or for the frightening away of evil influences. Kithairon, a mass of wild mountain southwest of Thebes. Argument. While Thebes was under the rule of Laius and Jocasta, there appeared a strange and monstrous creature, the riddling sphinx, the she-wolf of the woven song, who in some unexplained way sang riddles of death and slew the people of Thebes. Laius went to ask aid of the oracle of Delphi, but was slain mysteriously on the road. Soon afterwards there came to Thebes a young prince of Corinth, Oedipus, who had left his home and was wandering. He faced the sphinx and read her riddle, whereupon she flung herself from her rock and died. The throne being vacant was offered to Oedipus, and with it the hand of the queen, Jocasta. Some 10 or 12 years afterwards a pestilence has fallen on Thebes. At this point the play begins. Oedipus, king of Thebes. Scene. Before the palace of Oedipus at Thebes, a crowd of suppliants of all ages are waiting by the altar in front and on the steps of the palace, among them the priest of Zeus. As the palace door opens and Oedipus comes out, all the suppliants with a cry move towards him in attitudes of prayer, holding out their olive branches, and then become still again as he speaks. Oedipus. My children, fruit of Cadmus' ancient tree, new springing, wherefore thus with bended knee press ye upon us, laden all with wreaths and suppliant branches? And the city breathes heavy with incense, heavy with dim prayer and shrieks to affright the slayer. Children, care for this so moves me, I have scorned with all message or writing, seeing tis I ye call, tis I am come, world-honored Oedipus. Old man, do thou declare, the rest have thus their champion, in what mood stand ye so still, in dread or sure hope? Know ye not my will is yours for aid gainst all? Stern were indeed the heart that felt not for so dire a need. Priest. O Oedipus, who holdest in thy hand my city, thou canst see what ages stand at these thine altars, some whose little wings scarce flieth yet, and some with long living o'erburdened, priests as I of Zeus am priest, and chosen youths, and wailing hath not ceased of thousands in the marketplace, and by Athena's twofold temples in the dry ash of Ismenus's portent-breathing shore. For all our ship, thou seest, is weak and sore shaken with storms, and no more lighteneth her head above the waves, whose trough is death. She wasteth in the fruitless buds of earth, in parched herds and travail without birth of dying women. Yea, and midst of it, a burning and a loathly god hath lit sudden, and sweeps our land, this plague of power, till Cadmus' house grows empty hour by hour, and hell's house rich with steam of tears and blood. O king, not god indeed, nor peer to god we deem thee, that we kneel before thine hearth, children and old men praying, but of earth